Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. The Punisher dropped this last weekend. So did Justice League, but Justice League was last week. Punisher dropped, and I'm struggling with it. I'm a few episodes in, and first episode was great. Subsequent episodes I've seen haven't really hooked me. I'm hoping maybe it's like an Iron Fist thing, where once you hit episode like 7 or 8, it really kicks into high gear. But we'll see. Either way, we're talking Punisher stuff all week. He's one of the most popular characters out there, and we'll learn more about his history later in the week. But today is video game day. Now, the Punisher has really only been in one proper video game. He's shown up in all the Marvel video games that have everybody in there, but he's only had one game. So I thought today we would look at some of the most violent video games out there. The Punisher is no stranger to violence. It's his favorite thing. He kills everything, everyone. And yeah, video games have a long history with that. So let's go ahead and jump in. Today we're looking at the top five violent video games. Number five, you gotta, if you listen to this show or Family Sounds or anything, you know, I always use the old adage, you gotta dance with who brought you. And I couldn't do this list without having the first game to feature blood and gore in it. And that was Chiller, an arcade game back in 1986. A few years later, 1990, it would be unofficially ported to the NES. I'm trying to track down a copy, more so just for a collector's sake. But the game is super jacked up. The arcade version, it's a light gun game, right? So you're just sitting there shooting at things. You go through these levels. There's a torture chamber, a rack room, a hallway, and a graveyard. And basically, it starts off, there's these people, you know, chained up or tied up or various things, and you just shoot them. And you're trying to, you know, take skin off of them or limbs off of them, heads, I guess that counts as a limb, but you're just trying to maim them and do all this crazy stuff to it. And as it goes, you know, it gets a little more supernatural with ghosts and zombies and things like that. But again, the whole time, it's just about dismembering mostly helpless people. And I don't really want to say like ghosts and mummies and zombies are people, but, you know, they're just hanging out. So, obviously, lots of controversy. A lot of arcades didn't buy it, didn't pick it up because they knew, you know, it's a kid place. Nobody's going to play it. But it got a little bit of life in third world countries where they apparently ate it up and really enjoyed it. The NES port changed a few things, kind of reversed the timeline, made the whole thing out to be you were fighting, they're all zombies or they're all demons. You're trying to take them all down, and they covered up some of the nudity and tried to fix it a little bit, but still, for a late 80s, early 90s game, this game was pretty intense and pretty crazy. Number four is Loaded. This is a game that was on PlayStation 1 and Sega Saturn back in 95. I had this game. I remember playing this game on basketball trips and things, and it was just insane. I learned later on that Garth Ennis helped inspire a lot of the game, and, you know, was consulting and creating on it, so that explains a lot. But it's kind of set in the future, and there's these six different characters, each kind of a different stereotype and whatnot. They're all mercenaries, and they've been framed for crimes by Fat Ugly Boy, who's the main bad guy, and they're just trying to get revenge on him. And without getting too far into the story, because the story's pretty weak. I mean, it really, really is. the way you get revenge is to kill everything. Absolutely everything. And it's a top-down game, so you're looking down and it's just spray and pray. That's all you do. And they grade you on accuracy and body count and stuff, but it's really, you just hold the trigger down and shoot everything. And it was fun, because I remember being young and like, oh my gosh, this game is so crazy and violent, and we would, like I said, play it all the time. But, you know, as far as a multiplayer game, it wasn't bad. You know, it had some stuff on there that was pretty good. And it even got decent ratings, you know, averaged about a 80 out of a 100, so can't argue with that. But it's just really interesting. And one of my favorite parts was when you beat a level, like I said, they kind of graded you on body count and things like that. They would tell you what kind of career you would have. So the highest one you could be was Genocidal Maniac. And I think right underneath that was Postal Worker or something. And it was a lot of fun. Lots of good but messed up memories with that game. Number three is going to be Manhunt. Our good friend Wiggy on the podcast, he was the one that introduced me to this game. Came out on PlayStation 2 and original Xbox back in 2003, 2004. And it's a stealth game, but you're kind of, it's a snuff film. You're in this area, you're going around, and it's a reality type show too. And to win your freedom, you have to be the last person standing. So you would murder everyone else. And the stealthier you were, so, you know, if they didn't see you coming, you were able to sneak up on them, you could do this massive kill that was just insanely brutal, and blood and gore and strangely beautiful. I mean, from the graphics at the time. But, you know, if not, it was just, oh, hey, you're going to beat them with a baseball bat. And the game was intense because, again, you were getting graded on everything that you would do. And it even had a sequel, like 12, 13 years later, Manhunt 2. But this game, you know, I remember watching play, and it's kind of scary too, because, yeah, you're out hunting all these people, but other people are hunting you as well. So you never knew what was around that corner you were sneaking around, and it just, oh man, lots of crazy stuff happened in this game. But yeah, good enough to get a sequel, Manhunt 2, which was even on the Wii. Which brings us to our number two, Mad World. This game was on the Wii. It was Wii exclusive. And you want to talk about blood and gore and violence. It was insane. Over the top. I mean, there are parts in this that I think would make Quentin Tarantino and Frank Miller blush. It's not even super accurate on the controls. It's just hack and slash in the most basic definition. The game is really neat in the way that it's stylized. Sega, who made it for the Wii, did a really good job of it being black and white with blood red, blood red, blood red, blood red. And that contrast that it has, I think... makes it look more violent and more intense, and just really ups that whole bloodbath thing. And yeah, and again, it's kind of set up as a reality TV escape type thing, so that should tell you something. All these games are based on reality TV and chaos, so don't watch reality TV. Before we get to our number one, there are a buttload of honorable mentions. You could sit here all day. The Grand Theft Autos, the Evil Deads, I mean, any of the stuff from Rockstar, which Manhunt was a Rockstar game, by the way. But, you know, video games have been violent since day one, so you could keep going. But our number one, the number one violent video game of all time, has got to be Mortal Kombat. This game has spawned a series that is still going strong. It's had over 10 games and started in 1992 in the arcade. The control schemes were different than Street Fighter, which was out at the time, and adding in fatalities and finishing moves was something new. But not just fatalities, I mean, they were brutal, and the uppercuts and the blood everywhere. And this game got so much controversy around it because it didn't look like it, you know, it wasn't the cartoony stuff that you saw out there. These were kind of sprite captured people, so it looked realistic. And even though you only had six, seven fighters, there was still so much going on, and I think it really holds up. It's a great game. Obviously, you know, it spawned a whole studio, and that's when we have games like Injustice and stuff now, Mortal Kombat versus DC. It's a game that I think is super influential, and that's why it's number one. But as far as mainstreaming the gore and blood and violence, you know, Chiller was the first one, but this is the one that really put it home and put it in everybody's faces and said, hey, video games are grown up now. They're violent and all sorts of stuff goes on, and you know, people are gonna get heads ripped off and bodies ripped in two. And yeah, it's been crazy for the last 25 years. Wow, this year is Mortal Kombat's 25th anniversary. I just realized that. Happy birthday, Mortal Kombat. But everybody knows Mortal Kombat. Even people who live under a rock and don't play video games know Mortal Kombat. So that's why it is the number one violent game of all time. So let me know, what are some of your favorite violent games? You can let us know in the comments below or on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you're listening to us on Google Play or iTunes, make sure to do that little like, share, and subscribe. Leave us good reviews. Not just this show, but all the shows on the network. Make sure you're also checking out Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They got a lot of good stuff going on. And our Family Sounds show should be coming up here pretty soon. It's getting toward the end of the month. But if you do just want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. I respond to each and every single one of those. So that's it for us today. Join us tomorrow as we continue celebrating Nerdvember with some great Punisher actors. I'm Lance, and we'll see you then. And any time all things shall pass away in time, you may come back someday to live once more or die once more.